Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve, 10 in the morning on KNSS at 8:48 here on a Tuesday. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita police suspect same guy pulled two armed robberies.
Two.
Wichita City Council moving forward with a plan to raise Lawrence DuMont Stadium. Ready to choose a new demolition contractor today.
One.
And registration deadline today if you want to vote in the November 6th election. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
A little traffic update here on the Tuesday morning commute. Don't forget on the Kansas Turnpike today, they're going to have a little bit of left lane closure, southbound lanes of the canal of the Turnpike, kind of between the South Wichita Interchange and Belle Plaine. Have to sweep up some of the debris there along the barrier walls. A little constriction of the Turnpike, southbound lanes there. Traffic update, KNSS, Steve and Ted.
Mostly sunny and warmer today with a high of 62 degrees after a high yesterday of only 47. Mostly clear and cool tonight, the overnight low 39. Wednesday, mostly sunny, tomorrow's high 64. Now partly cloudy, southwest wind at 5 miles per hour and 30 degrees. Hatman Jack's new fall line of hats has arrived. Fresh new looks for everyone. Let Hatman Jack's put you in the perfect hat at the clock tower in Delano. Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas. 8:49 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And coming up on the Glenn Beck program this morning.
Yep.
Big Chief Elizabeth Warren tells Trump to pay up for her DNA test. And he's going to talk about Microsoft founder Paul Allen, who's died at the age of 65. So that's Glenn Beck coming up at 9 o'clock, top of the hour here with Steve and Ted.
Yep, be here for that.
On this date in 1968.
Okay.
American athletes Tommy Smith and John Carlos sparked controversy at the Mexico City Olympics by giving black power salutes during a victory ceremony after they'd won gold and bronze medals in the 200-meter race. As I recall, they had black gloves on, and they were given this plaque, you know, this with their heads down.
Yep.
And you talk about controversy. This was the kind of, this thing outranked the flag controversy we had.
50 years later, and it's still.
Yeah.
Remembered and discussed.
Yeah, I can remember it. Well, I tell you what. What are they doing? They're disrespecting.
ESPN did a great documentary about that.
Yeah.
And they even went back and
I think I saw
they went
some
through
of that.
The whole deal about how all those athletes that were training at altitude in Oregon and Colorado because the Olympics were going to be in Mexico City that year. And
yeah.
They really focused on those guys and the track team, and it was just fascinating stuff. Mm.
U.S. Industry expanded again in September despite the impact of Hurricane Florence. Federal Reserve says industrial production, which includes output at factories, mines, and utilities, rose 0.3% last month. It was the fourth straight increase. Fed says Florence reduced September output growth by less than 0.1 percentage points. The Steve and Ted poll on our webpage, knssradio.com. It's real simple. Go to the webpage and take it. It's a fun poll. Halloween is near. Have you ever seen a ghost? Pretty simple. Yes, 20% of the people who have logged on said, yes, I've seen a ghost. 80% say no. So if you'd like to take that poll, have you ever seen a ghost? It's on our webpage, knssradio.com. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Big aviation meeting. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the National Business Aviation Association's big annual convention underway in Orlando, Florida. Textron Aviation announced a deal with NetJets worth billions of dollars. Lots of announcements going on. Brazil's Embraer announced two new aircraft to its product line that'll compete with Bombardier and Textron. And Bombardier announced that Wichita testing on the Global 5500 and 6500 jets is nearly complete. The convention continues this week, so will those big announcements. They save them up for these types of things. The Westside Cracker Barrel restaurant has set its opening date. The company says the store at Kellogg and Ridge Road will open to the public November 12th. It's a 10,000-square-foot space. We'll have 175 to 180 full-time and part-time employees. The other Wichita-area Cracker Barrel location, Park City, 61st and I-135. And 76 young professionals are taking part in the fourth class of Emerging Leaders. The participants will be a part of a series of roundtable discussions, panel discussions, and have the chance to take a class at the Kansas Leadership Center. They'll finish the six-month program with a mixer. The list of 2018-2019 Emerging Leaders is being shared on our website. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
And we're saluting this morning all the winners of awards at the Kansas Association of Broadcasters meeting here in Wichita this week.
Salute.
Including good Ted Woodward in his sports category.
Yeah.
And Ted and I were talking a minute ago about the Hall of Fame. And I was at a recent banquet. I'm not going to say where or when, but it was a sports Hall of Fame banquet. And the people who won would get up and make a speech, and it would go on and on and on. Talk about, well, now, coach here, and it would just go on and on. And
I was reminded. I remember a play, fourth and two.
Yeah, and then Jim was over there. He used to be a big guy, you know. But we were talking about the fact that several years, well, 2008, when I was fortunate enough to be inducted into the KAB Hall of Fame.
10 years ago?
Yeah. I remember that I didn't know we had a chance to make a speech. There were four or five of us.
Mm-hmm.
Mel Teller.
Meryl Teller and Mitch Holtus were two of them.
And anyway, the first guy got up, and he's making a speech, and I said, oh, crap. I got to make a speech. So I grabbed a napkin, and I think I asked Shelley, you got a pen? And I wrote down like three talking points. Ted remembers this. He was there. And I got up, and I swear, Bill, I did not do more than maybe 2.5 minutes, maybe max 2.5 minutes. And maybe that comes from, the radio training of, condense.
Right.
But I think they gave me a standing ovation because it was so short. You know,
if for no other reason, just because it was short.
It wasn't a great speech, but it was really short.
I'll tell you, it is tough when you give somebody the microphone. And they, mm-hmm. when we're used to speaking and we know what 30 seconds is.
Right,
we know
right.
what a minute feels like.
Yeah.
They think I've been up here for a minute, and it's really been 19.
Yeah. Bill, you got 10 seconds, Bill, so wrap it up.
Yeah.
All right, guys, thank you now. 8:55 coming up at 9 o'clock, top of the hour. Getting ready to demolish a Wichita stadium. That's our story coming up at 9 o'clock. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.